All right. The Being Boss book is here.
And you can buy it wherever books are sold. And bosses, it's beautiful.
If you've bought the book and want to help us make it a bestseller, please leave us a rating and review on Amazon. This mini-sode of Being Boss is brought to you by 2020, where creative entrepreneurs get inspiring photos. If you're looking for authentic images to illustrate all of the hard work you've been putting in lately, 2020 has millions of real-world photos proven to help you tell a more engaging story, whether that's on social media, your blog, or your website. And they're all available under a simple royalty-free license. 2020 is partnering with Being Boss to support all the creative bosses and is offering you a 7 days, 5 photo free trial. That's a 7 day access to license 5 photos for free. To start your trial now, go to 2020.com/beingboss. That's the word 20, then 20.com/beingboss to get 5 free photos.
Hey bosses, Emily here, and this week I am thrilled to be a returning guest on Tara Gentile's podcast, What Works, a show about what's actually working to run, manage, and grow small businesses in the digital age. Tara had so many really great questions about the Being Boss book, and what came up for me during this conversation was the idea of being in control of your work and your destiny. Which sounds really big, I know, but stick with me. Because it's not about doing something and crossing your fingers to hope it all works out okay, but actually being an active participant in creating the kind of experience that you want to have. So let's dig into that a little bit in this mini-sode, because bosses, this is the secret sauce to having a business and life that you find fulfilling. Throughout the entire process of bringing this Being Boss book to life, Kathleen and I actively worked every single day to create what we wanted from this book and how we could put it out there in the exact way that we wanted to put it into the world. And this started with choosing the right book agent as opposed to taking the first agent we talked to, and also how we were able to really dig in with our publishers in ways that most authors probably don't. We showed up during every step of this process to make the opportunity into exactly what it is that we wanted it to be. But it's also brought up some new understandings of how it is that you work for what you want, which is also something that I talked to Tara about in this podcast. For example, we talk a lot here at Being Boss about getting clear. We're also to a place where we want to define everything, but what happens if your definitions of what you want block you in and leave you closed off to opportunities that you can't even imagine? We're playing around with the idea here at Being Boss that maybe you shouldn't define what it is that you want, not super clearly, with the hope that you can pull in opportunities that are bigger than you can imagine or are shaped like anything that we can define for ourselves. Now, this is not for everyone. I feel like these are some next level boss tactics, but hear this out. So instead of ultra defining, we're focusing on pursuing opportunities with our values in place. We know what we stand for, and we know when we will back down from something that's a wrong fit. But during the process, we're going beyond defining and more into upholding our values. And honestly, for the book project, this has worked really well. And again, this is next level bossness. You have to be able to define the thing and work towards it. But once you've done that for years and years, and you've proven to yourself that you can do this, you've mastered doing the work and meeting your goals, then I think it goes to that next step. I think it's knowing who you are, knowing what it is that you value, and showing up and making the world your oyster. Here's more of this episode that I did with Tara Gentile.
What gave you guys the idea to make the leap from the Being Boss podcast to a Being Boss book?
I love that. So Being Boss Or actually, let's start even before being bosses, sure. Mine and Kathleen's relationship, where we've been business besties for years. And one of the goals that we kept sharing with each other was that we wanted to write a book. And back then, it was always separately. And neither of us knew what our book was going to be about or anything. We just knew that like publishing was something that we wanted to do. And then whenever we started the Being Boss podcast, we went into it always with this sort of super lofty dream of it being what we called a multimedia conglomerate. And we had no idea what that was going to mean, but we always knew that the content that we were sharing on the Being Boss podcast was going to live on other platforms beyond the podcast. So we didn't know what that would be, but obviously a book would fit into that really well. So once we started creating all of that Being Boss content and really working on what our pillars were, what those foundations of Being Boss were, and gathering all of this information from people that we were interviewing and in those conversations we were having just the two of us, we felt that it was time to live out a couple of our dreams. And one of those being writing a book, and the other of those being growing Being Boss beyond just the podcast. So it was really a natural next step for both of us, both separately and together. And so a book was something that, because it was a dream of ours, because it was something that we had always been hoping to do, was just the second part or the second format for the Being Boss podcast. And we're sure it will take on other steps beyond that, but the book was what was going to happen next.
Gotcha. And let's talk about the timing of this, because the idea is one thing, but I think timing is another thing.
Yes.
I think there's probably never a right time, and there's always a right time, right? So why now? And obviously realizing that because this is a traditionally published book, and we'll get to that in a moment, it's not now, right? This has been in the works for a long time.
Right. So now is a very long time.
Right. Now is a very long time. Why did you decide now, you know, a couple of years ago was the right time to write the book?
Sure. So I guess it was officially probably 2 years ago. And I think it was about the time that we were wrapping up 1 year. So we're actually recording this in January, just to give some context, where we were wrapping up the end of a year and diving into the beginning of a new year and making some plans as to what it was that we were going to be doing in Being Boss that year. And one of those was, I think it's time to write a book. And so we just sort of set it and put it out there that, you know, maybe this is the year that we write that book, and not really making any hardcore steps towards it, except talking about it between ourselves, and then also on the podcast a little bit, this idea that we wanted to write a book. And because we were putting that out into the world, both in the conversations we were having with ourselves, that sort of does start driving some little steps behind the scenes, but also, you know, to our audience, we started getting book agents contacting us, saying that they had heard us either mention that we want a book, or they had seen our content and felt that it would make a great book. And so we started having conversations with book agents. And that's when it really started getting real, in that, like, we're actually taking real steps towards writing a book. And we had a couple of conversations with book agents, and none of them really felt like the right fit. So we were really diving into not only like what it was going to look like to create a proposal and, you know, have this relationship, but what we were looking for in that kind of relationship, which helped us define the kind of book agent that we wanted to work with. So once we could start narrowing in on, you know, the kinds of experiences we wanted to have along the way, we were able to get a lot more discerning, and a lot more action oriented with, you know, actually making this book happen. And I think it was about a year and a half ago. So let's say, what year is this? This is 2018 now. So it would have been summer of 2016. We got an email from a Being Boss listener, and she'd been listening to Being Boss for a really long time. She was a book agent. We had helped her quit her day job to embark on, you know, her life as a creative entrepreneur as a book agent, and she wanted to help us turn our podcast into a book. And we had a conversation with her, and we knew immediately that she was the perfect fit for representing us and our book to the publishing world. And so at that point, a year and a half ago, it started becoming super official. And once we had a book agent, doing that book proposal, which is the part that we'd really been putting off all the while, was a very important piece of homework that we had to get done. Excuse me. So we started our book proposal. And so in summer of 2016, we started our book proposal. It probably took us a month and a half or two to write it and really finesse it and get it going. And then we pitched it to, our wonderful book agent, pitched it to publishing houses. And then once that happened, it actually started happening relatively quickly. So we talked to a couple, we got a couple of bids from a couple, and we made our decision. And so by the end of 2016, we had a book deal and we had mapped out on our calendar when we were going to write the book. And that's pretty much when it got started.
Now, you can listen to the full episode over on What Works wherever you listen to podcasts or at taragentile.com. All right, excuse me while I pause this for a moment and let you in on the most exciting news I've maybe ever shared. Kathleen and I have had a baby. A book baby! That's right, the Being Boss book is out and available for you to purchase. It's been a long labor, but it's here and it's beautiful, if we must say so ourselves.
We wrote this book to help creatives like you cultivate the confidence it takes to take control of your work and to make money doing what you love so that you can live life on your own terms. And because that mission feels so right deep down in our bones, we're here to ask you for some help. We need to get this in the hands of every creative who suffers from fraughty feelings, who's stuck in mindsets that keep them from creating the thing, and who struggle with charging what they're worth.
So first, buy this book for yourself, because if you're a fan of this show, you're going to love what we've got going on in the Being Boss book. Note, we highly recommend getting the printed book. We made it to be held, written in, and become an accessory on your desk.
Second, send a link to a friend. Anyone you know who could benefit from some boss awesomeness in their eyeballs. It's filled with full color photos, worksheets, and tips for being boss. They're gonna love it.
Third, leave us a rating and review on Amazon. Our dream is to skyrocket this book to the kind of success that has every creative in the world feeling like a total boss. So your support there would mean everything to us. Now, go to beingboss.club/book for links to purchase or head on over to wherever books are sold. Thank you for your continued support. It's because of you that we've been able to bring this book into the world. Now, let's get back at it.
This minisode was brought to you by 2020. Check them out at 2020.com/beingboss. That's TWENTY 20 as in the number .com/beingboss.
Did you like this minisode? Be sure to check us out on our website at beingboss.club. There you can find more from Being Boss, including our full episodes, minisodes, and blog posts. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for our mailing list so that you can get access to behind the scenes and exclusive content from Kathleen and myself to help you be more boss in your work and life. Do the work. Be boss.